void to wax. Revenge in the lion cage. Davis exploded like a volcano. He had always been volatile, but that evening even his friends became wary of him. Someone had taken a wagonful of his favorite wardrobe out of his warehouse into the void of the night and dumped it into a river. Everything was waterlogged and ruined. Davis knew it was personal, and as he wandered for hours that night, venting his volcanic rage, he vowed revenge. But he had no idea who had done the deed. He knew it was someone with courage who was vulnerable at the same time. Otherwise, they wouldn't remain so secretive in such a voluntary fashion. They were really afraid of him. The show went on. As the circus finished its performances in town, Davis knew that he would never have enough information to get a warrant for the arrest of his assistant, Marcy. It had to be her. She was timid and shy, but also daring and risky. Having started as a volunteer, she was now moving up in the eyes of the circus master. She had to be after his job. He pulled out an old voucher from the circus master and forced him to decrease her wages. It was a vulgar thing to do, but Davis wanted to see her reaction. She had none. Months later, when all had been forgotten, Marcy inspired one of the lions to shut his mouth as Davis put his head in it. He survived, but the scars were horrible on his face. Davis was devastated to find that the warranty on his insurance had expired. He had never received notice. Now his face would forever have scars and a waxed appearance. He never knew that Marcy had burned it.